Grace, his mercy and peace always be a blessing to each and every one of you. Amen. After listening to the political conventions and hearing the news every day this week, the words that struck me come from the very first verse of the epistle lesson. The Apostle Paul says, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and for all who are in high positions." Here ends the reading of our Lord's word. In the name of Jesus, my dear fellow Christian friends, a Christian church, that is, a church which teaches the Word of God and the Bible, simply does not display the American flag in the front of the church because we want to impress our visitors that we are good patriotic Americans. No siree. There's a biblical reason why Old Glory is so honorably placed right up here in front of the church. You see, the American flag is here because of what God tells us and teaches us in the Bible about respecting and honoring our governing authorities. So we look again at those words of St. Paul in our epistle lesson. First of all, he says, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings, and for all who are in high positions. Really, St. Paul? Does God really want us to pray for our governing authorities? After all those political acrobatics this summer, which dominated the news every day, yes, after all the people out in the streets killing each other, indeed, I'm not so sure we're in the mood to go before God and pray for his blessing upon our governing authorities. Well, my friends, if you're feeling a little depressed about what's been happening in our country these days, then we perhaps had better pay close attention to the Word of God today. To be sure, the Bible, God's Word, has a lot to say about why Christian people are to give honor and respect to their governing authorities. For example, there's another Bible passage I would like to direct you to. It's in the 13th chapter of the book of Romans. There the apostle says, "Let every person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur God's judgment. After all, they are God's servants for your good." It's so clear, is it not? It's so clear that God says here that all of our governing authorities are to be respected and obeyed and prayed for. Yes, indeed, my fellow Christians, when we obey our authorities, we are, according to the Word of God, literally obeying the Almighty himself. Talking about the fact that we're actually obeying God himself, where is that taught in the Bible? Well, let me take you back to Good Friday, a very famous day. A day when God's Son, Jesus, was stood before his own judge in a court of law. And in John chapter 19, this is what Jesus said to Pilate. "You would have no authority over me if it had not been given to you from above." Indeed, you see, it's a fact that Pilate had the powerful authority that day of the government because he was an agent of God here on this earth. Mind you, God gave all that power to Pontius Pilate to kill his son on Calvary's cross, to be the sacrifice, to shed his blood as the price to pay for the wages of your sins and mine. My friends, that all happened despite the fact that Mr. Evil Pontius Pilate did not even acknowledge or believe in God. Indeed, that scene on Good Friday tells us the truth, that there is no authority in this world except from God. Think, my friends, what a blessing that biblical truth is for you and me this day. It is such good news for us to see in this lesson that no matter how evil things may turn out to be in this world, in our lives, our Heavenly Father is in full control. Here's another biblical example about respecting and praying for our governing authorities. In the Bible, in our history, go back to the days right after Jesus rose from the dead and then 50 days later ascended up into heaven. Yes, those very early days of the church in the book of Romans, where St. Paul is put on trial by the evil Roman government for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. How evil was that Roman government in those days? Well, for one thing, most biblical scholars believe that it was none other than the terrible evil King Nero, who eventually had the Apostle Paul hung upside down on the cross for his penalty of preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. My friends, there is no question about it. God teaches us that we are not only to pray for our authorities, but we are to respect and obey them. By the way, there's another important question to ask at this point. According to God in the scriptures, who are our governing authorities? Yes, who are those who represent God himself here on this earth? Well, my friends, there's no question that in the Bible, God tells us that our governing authorities begin first of all with his fourth command. There the Lord teaches us, thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother, that it may be well with you. No question, our governing authorities begin with our mother and father, our teachers in school, our boss at work, our police, our governing authorities, all the way up to the president of our country. And like St. Paul says in Romans 13, let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. At this point, rather than me continuing to preach, I think the message is better shared and given to us from the scriptures if we rise and stand up and sing the closing hymn, 656, a mighty fortress is our God.